State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
Most of what people think they know about what poor people look like and what their problems are is clouded by stereotypes. As part of the State of Opportunity project, I met some people working to paint a more accurate picture of what life in low-income communities is really like. I met a group of young journalists in Midtown Detroit. They write for a project called Our Life in the D. Most of them are in high school and from neighborhoods in Detroit that don't attract much money or attention. These are neighborhoods people might have written off. But these reporters are covering the good things that happen in their neighborhoods. That's their beat. They are all relentlessly positive about their city. This is Kaylin Austin.
When I hear negativity about Detroit, I always have our back. And because I've been working, in Detroit since I was in the seventh grade, and I'm going on for a senior now.
I wanted these young journalists to tell me what it's like to grow up in a place people might think of as a bad neighborhood. They brainstormed questions they could ask each other.
That's a really good question. That's a question
because the answer then they interviewed each other about growing up in Detroit. Kaylin Austin is 17, and she's interviewing 15-year-old Donald Gibson.
Donald, what were you brought up to expect for yourself?
I was brought up to expect academic excellence, excellent morals, and a good sense of self-worth, knowing who I am and where I came from.
Growing up, what did you consider a struggle?
A huge struggle for not just me, but anyone was bullying, because we come from places where it's all about what you wear and how you look instead of about how smart you are and who you are as a person. So, you know, I used to get bullied around when I was 11 for being really skinny and shrimpy, I guess. And that was a struggle. That's something that you have to cope with every day until it stops.
What is the most important part of your identity?
I would like to say my music, but in reality, it's my faith, because everything I believe in is based off of who I believe in.
As we talk about identity, there is frank discussion about stereotypes. All of the writers are young and Black. Most of them grew up in families with limited financial means. They often have to break down misperceptions people have about them. Champagne Peterson is 17.
But, like, a lot of people at my school, they would try to skateboard. And, like, a lot of the kids from, like, the suburban areas would come up to our school and skateboard with us. And they were like, I didn't know, like, a lot of y'all kids in Detroit could skateboard. Like, yeah, you know, we like some of the things that y'all like, too. We're not just...
These ideas we have about who likes to skateboard and what it's like to grow up in and around poverty tend to come from the media. Research shows two things about the way the media portrays poverty. Martin Gillens is a politics professor at Princeton University. He says during a recession, there are lots of sympathetic portrayals of poverty. And there are lots of white people featured in these stories.
When their times are good, the sort of portrayal of poverty is more negative, and poor people themselves are blamed more for their condition, then the proportion of African Americans in the images increases.
In reality, there are always three times as many white people as Black people living in poverty. And what all of these people do with their lives, that's all over the map. But stereotypes don't budge easily. Even Champagne Peterson, our aspiring skateboarder and Our Life in the D reporter, gets tripped up. Her fellow reporters, Jasmine McMullen and Jamon Coleman, call her out.
It was like hot outside, and my parents, you know, had bought watermelon that day. Stereotypical Black person food, like, it's really not, because you can find anybody who really likes watermelon.
I hate watermelon.
The Our Life in the D reporters continue working to break down misperceptions of watermelon's popularity. And they work on higher stakes issues, like perceptions about Detroit and the abilities and character of its residents. With State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.